Celebrate your victories, even when it hurts. Welcome, everyone. This is 5 Minute Friday. I am in the Denver airport right now, taking a red eye to Montreal for my book tour. Yesterday, I just got the word that I became a New York Times best-selling author, number 3, to be exact, on the advice how-to list for the New York Times list. And it's been an 8-year journey that came true. And it was one of the most incredible feelings to feel full circle, something I've dreamed of, visualized, walked into Barnes & Noble every single week for the last 8 years, visualized my book right front and center that said New York Times across the cover. And the other day, it came true. And it was an incredible feeling. I was in Barnes & Noble in Denver doing a book signing and got to experience it with about 100 people that showed up to say hi. Sold out all the books there. I had my friends there. It was an incredible feeling. And something's interesting is sometimes I achieve the biggest dreams of my life and I still experience some type of pain. There's always some type of pain that's happening in my life, whether it be a breakup, whether it be something happening with my family, experiencing an injury, or something happening around that time in my life where there's a painful situation. I have the most incredible birth of a beautiful situation, of an achievement, an award, and then a painful situation as well. And right now I'm experiencing both of those moments. Again, one of the most beautiful moments for me to bring a dream full circle. And I'm also going through a lot of sadness for some other things in my life that have been, hard for me to handle on this tour and during this entire journey. And something I want you to take away is no matter how sad you are, no matter how hurt you may be or how frustrated things are in your life or what's not working in your life in certain situations or specific relationships or business, health, all these different things that could be happening, you've got to enjoy the victories. It's so important to celebrate the victories even when things may be bringing you down. Or even when things are upsetting you or hurting you or frustrating you, it's so important to celebrate the victories because it's hard to be grateful and joyous and sad and hurt at the same time. So if you're feeling frustrated or any of these times when you have great victories in your life or when someone's stressing you out, when you book a new client and something's upsetting you, it's important to celebrate the victories. Focus on all of the great things that are happening in your life. Focus your energy towards the good, the lovely, the joyful, the people that are really lifting you up and supporting you. It's so important because it's easy for us to get trapped in a negative spiral or in a hurt mindset or frustration or stress. You know, sometimes we're building businesses and we're achieving so many great things and making all this money, but we're stressed out and overwhelmed and we can't celebrate that victory, those victories every single day in your business. So take a moment to give yourself a break. Take a moment to recognize all the great things that are happening in your life. Allow yourself to forgive yourself and say you're doing the best you can. And to trust the process. Make sure to breathe. Make sure to hug people. Make sure to look people in the eyes and tell them how much they mean to you. No matter how stressed you are, how frustrated things are happening, when an incredible thing happens in your life, take the time to really soak it in and love it fully because you've earned it. You've worked so hard to get to where you are in this moment. I don't care if you're on your sister's couch like I was 8 years ago, or if you're a New York Times bestseller like I became yesterday. You've worked so hard to get where you are in your life, and it looks different than everyone else, but you've earned it where you are. You've done great things. You've done incredible things. Take a moment to celebrate the victories in your life, no matter how frustrated or hard things may be as well. This is 5 Minute Friday. I am so blessed and grateful that you all show up every Monday, Wednesday, Friday to support this podcast. This podcast has grown tremendously in the last few weeks with all the press, the attention, the notoriety that the podcast is getting, the book is getting, and it's just the beginning. I'm so grateful for everyone who's bought a book because you guys are the one that made this happen. It's because of you that we became a New York Times bestseller together. And if you haven't bought a book yet, please buy one on Amazon. You can go to lewishouse.com/book to get a book right now, or go to your local Barnes & Noble and buy one. And if they don't have them in stock, because a lot of them are sold out, make sure to request that they restock The School of Greatness. It's an incredible experience to hit the New York Times bestseller list for the first week as a first-time author. The cool thing would be to do it a number of weeks in a row. So the only way to do that is by your support. So make sure to pick up a few copies today on Amazon. Go to lewishouse.com/book to support. It would mean the world to me. Let's keep this movement of greatness going. Let's spread the word. Let's get this book to the hands of all your friends and family members who are stuck or struggling or that need a little catalyst to get them to the next level. Let's give the gift of greatness away. It's just the beginning. I love you guys. Thank you so much. Remember to enjoy your victories no matter what is happening in your life. This is 5 Minute Friday, and you guys know what time it is. It's time to go out there and do something great. We'll be right back.